חג עם החג, פה כולן איניום יפיז נגיע את פסח. Everybody knows that there's a halacha where on Leila Seder of Hasevo. Everybody knows on Leila Seder there's a halacha that one leans to the left. The Rambam brings this halacha in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, and the Rambam says the following: Afilu Oni Shebi Yisrael, even somebody who's an Oni, Lo Yechal Ad Sheyesev, shouldn't eat on the Leil HaSeder unless he's being Mesev, unless he's leaning. Isha Ein Tzricha Yesev, a woman doesn't have a Chiyuv of Yesev, V'im Isha Chashuva, but if she's an Isha Chashuva, and there's a Dion in the Peskim, what is meant by an Isha Chashuva, if she's an Isha Chashuva, Hitzricha Heseva, then she has got a Chiyuv of Heseva. Ben Eitzel Aviv, a son who's sitting on by the Leil HaSeder by his father, or Hashamash Bifnei Reboi, or the Shamash who's sitting, serving at the table of his Rebbe, Tzrichim Heseva has to be Mekayim the Chiyuv of Heseva. Avol Talmud Bifnei Reboi, but a Talmud who is sitting Bifnei Reboi at the Leil HaSeder, Eina Meisiv, doesn't have the Chiyuv of Heseva, Ela Im Kein Nosan Le Rebbe Rishus, unless his Rebbe gave him Rishus to be Meisiv. Hesevas Yamin, if you lean to the right, Eina Heseva, that's not called Heseva. So too, says the Rambam, somebody lies on his back, or somebody lies on his face, that's not called Heseva. Heseva is to sit and lean to the left. Continues the Rambam, the Amosai Tzrich in Heseva, when is there this obligation to lean? Peshas Achilas Kzayis Matzah, when you eat the Kzayis Matzah, which is the Chiyuv on Leila Pesach, Ubishsias Arba Kaisis Ailu, and when you drink the four cases, which the Rambam spoke about previously. So the Chiyuv of Heseva, the Rambam qualifies that the Chiyuv of Heseva is Bishas, you eat the Kazayas of Matzah, and Bishas, you drink the Dalet cases. Shar Achilosai Vishsiyosai. What about the rest of the Leil HaSeder when you're eating and drinking? For example, during the meal, what would the din be? Says the Rambam, Im Hesev, if he did lean, Harei Zeh Meshubach, then he's Meshubach, it's praiseworthy. Ve'im Lav, but if he didn't lean, Ein Etzorech, doesn't have to lean, and nothing happened, nothing terrible happened if he didn't lean by Shara Chilosev Ishtiyosei, any other eating or drinking that he does, other than the Kazayas Matzah, where you have a Chiyuv of Heseva, according to the Rambam, and the Shtiyas Dalet Kaisis, where you have a Chiyuv of Heseva. Now, there's a very strange language in this Rambam, because the Rambam says that you have a Chiyuv, you have an obligation to lean on the Leil HaSeder when you eat the Kazayas Matzah, that's a Chiyuv, and when you drink the Arba Kaisis, which is a Chiyuv. The Arba Kaisis is a Chiyuv of the Rambam. You don't have a Chiyuv, as far as a chiyuv is concerned, during any other eating or drinking that you do during the Leil HaSeder. Therefore, according to the Rambam, when you're eating your meal, you're not mechiyuv to be meisiv. However, says the Rambam, if you did, then hari zeh meshubach. If you didn't, nothing terrible happened. But this language of the Rambam of hari zeh meshubach is a very strange expression, because Harizem Meshubach we find in connection with Pesach. Where do we find Harizem Meshubach? We find it in connection with one of the mitzvahs of Leil Pesach. One of the mitzvahs of Leil Pesach is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. On Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, Chazal say, and the Rambam brings it as well, Halacha L'maisa, the Kol Amarbe L'Saper, Harizem Meshubach. So in the context of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, we find this expression in Chazal, or Harizem Meshubach. We don't find this expression of Harizem Meshubach in connection with Heseva. And where did the Rambam get it from, that there is this concept, whatever it is, of Harizem Shubach, also in connection with Heseva. None of the Meforshei Rambam on the Rambam are Ma'ayr on this Nakuda. Where did the Rambam get this from, that you're not Mukhliyev to be massive during the meal, Bishar Achilosa Vishliyose, but if you did, Harizem Meshubach. Where does this language suddenly come from, that the Rambam uses this language, not in the context where the Gemara uses it, namely in the context of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but in the context of Heseva on the Leil HaSeder. The Rambam also is basically saying, and that's what it appears to be from the Rambam, that you'd be better off if you were massive during the entire Achila and Shtia of the Leil HaSeder. That would be better, right? In other words, Harizeh Mishubach. However, if you didn't, Nishkefelech, it's not the end of the world. But if you did, Harizeh Mishubach. So I saw Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asked the Kasha here on this Rambam. And he says, where did the Rambam get it from that there is an inyan velachatchila, a person should be meisiv the entire seuda on the Leil HaSeder? In other words, he understood the Rambam, he quotes this Rambam, and he understood the Rambam, but what the Rambam is basically telling us is velachatchila, a person should be meisiv the entire seuda, and that's what the Rambam means when the Rambam says Shara Chilosei Vishisiyoseim Hei Siv Harizem Shubach. That's the din lahatchila. And but yeah, but if you didn't, Nishkefelach. Ve'imla ve'enet zorech. But lechura, he's understanding that the Rambam saying that lahatchila, a person should be mason the entire Suda. So he says, where did the Rambam get this from? And what was the core of the Rambam? Sorry, how did the Rambam know this? How did the Rambam know that lahatchila, a person should be mason the entire Suda? So he says the Chura, the Rambam got it from a Gemara. He says the Rambam deduced this from a Gemara. The Gemara tells over the story, and which is halacha. The Rambam says the Omar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, "Hashamas she'ochel kizayis matzah keshehu meisiv." There the Gemara is telling us a story. The story is that you've got a Leil HaSeder going on, and you've got a Shamas. The Shamas is serving, he's bringing in the food, he's taking out the food, he's bringing in the wine, he's taking out the wine, he's being the Shamash, the people who are sitting by the Seuda. So the Gemara says, if the Shamas ate a Kazayis Matzah, and he was massive when he ate the Kazayis Matzah, he leaned when he ate the Kazayis Matzah, Yotza. Says the Gemara is Yotza. Which is mashma that everybody else has to eat the entire seuda leaning. The shamas, he's wandering in and out, he's serving everybody, so he can't sit there like a melech the whole meal leaning. So comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, if he yet the kazayis matzah, beseva, then yotzer, at least he's been yotzer the mitzvah of beseva. Meaning that b'di'evad you yate to the mitzvah of a seva if you did it b'shas when you are oichel kazayis matzah. But that's only true of the guy who can't be masev the whole meal like the shamas. Mashma everybody else who has the ability to be masev the whole meal, they're taken the chuyev to be masev the whole meal, and that's where the Rambam got it from. In other words, the Rambam got it from the fact that b'negeh to the shamas it says yotzah, which seems to be like a b'di'evad situation, yotzeh is yotzeh, mashmah lechatchila, you should lean the whole meal, the participants can, the shamas can't, so hilach halapachas is yotzeh with the kazayis matzah that yet bears seva. That's how he learns pshat in the Rambam, but he doesn't say why the Rambam uses the expression of harizeh meshubach, he doesn't get into that, but it's very clear that he learned pshat in the Rambam that when the Rambam says im heisiv b'shar achilosei ushtiyosei harizem shubach, when the Rambam uses that expression, he touches up that expression to mean, that's how Rabbi Yaakov touches it up, he touches up that expression to mean that a chatchila, a person has to be meisiv kol hasu'uda, that's what the Rambam meant. Now he wasn't the first person who said this, because the Brisker Rav seems to have understood the Rambam in exactly the same way. The Brisker Rav seems to have understood the Rambam, that when the Rambam says this language of im hasid bishari chilos yishniyosi harizem mishibuch, what the Rambam is saying is that a person has to be masiv in the entire Suda. The Biskrov is a very famous Biskrov, where the Biskrov is talking about the mitzvah of her seivah. Biskrov is on this Rambam. The Biskrov is tackling a different point altogether. The Biskrov is talking about a different point. He's discussing the question as to whether her seivah is an independent mitzvah, which was given on the Leil HaSeder. In other words, there is a mitzvah in the Leil HaSeder of eating chizayis of matzah. There's a mitzvah the Rabbanon of Shtiyas Dalet Kaisis. There are other mitzvahs the Rabbanon. And there's another mitzvah, which is called Heseva, and that is that you have to lean. Or is the Heseva an integral part of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah? In other words, the Achilas Matzah on the Leil HaSeder has to be an Achilas Matzah, which is Beheseva. And if it wasn't Beheseva, it's not pshat that you missed the mitzvah of Heseva, but you missed the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, because the Heseva is an integral part of the Achilas Matzah. That's the question that the Biskarov is dealing with. So the Biskarov takes on as a Dover Poshet that the mitzvah of Heseva is an independent mitzvah. The mitzvah of the Seva is not a part of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, but it's an independent mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah, and there's a mitzvah of her Seva. And the Biskarov says that this seems to be clear from the Rambam. The Rambam says, Amosai tzvikim her Seva, when do you have to be masiv? B'shas achidus kazayis matzah, when you eat the kazayis matzah, u'bishtiris habo kaisis o'ele, or when you drink the four kaisis. The Sharachidos is to Yosef, and the rest of your eating and drinking, if you are Masiv, Harizem Meshubach. Says the Briskarov, Medivre Rambam Oelem Mavuah. He says the Rambam seems to be taking on clearly that the mitzvah of a Seva is an independent mitzvah, that on the night of Pesach you have to eat and drink Beheseva. And Heseva is an expression of Derech Cheirus. However, the Chachamim came along, and the Chachamim said that this independent mitzvah of Heseva, Lechatzchila, you should do it v'shas when you eat the matzah, when you drink the arba kaisis. However, not because they wanted it to be an integral part of the mitzvah of eating matzah and the mitzvah of drinking arba kaisis, except they had to find a time for the kiyum of the mitzvah. So they said, okay, the timing of the kiyum of the mitzvah should be when you're drinking the arba kaisis and when you're eating your kazayis of matzah. But from the fact that the Rambam says that generally when you eat your meal, you should eat your meal beheseva, you see clearly it's not a din, says the Biskarov, in matzah or a din in arba kaisis, it's an independent din. Therefore, if you can do it whilst you're eating and drinking your meal, matayu manayim, that would be fine. And then the Biskarov, and don't forget you're talking about the Biskarov of the Rambam, which right, is difficult to say that somebody made a mistake here. Then he carries on and he says, V'chein hu b'shulchan orach orachayim simen tof ayim beisiv zayin. And this is the halacha which is brought actually in the Ramah in Shulchan Orach. D'lechatchila yeisev b'chol hasuda. D'lechatchila, you have to be meisiv the entire suda. It's the same halacha. In other words, that the din of Heseva is an independent mitzvah, which is shayach also by any achila and shtira that you occupy yourself with on the Leil HaSeder. However, lechatchila they were kaved, b'shas you eat the matzah, and b'shas you drink the four kaisis. But be'ikadina hasn't got any shayachas as the Biskarov with the mitzvah of achilas matzah and the mitzvah of shtiras arba kaisis. Therefore, he says, halacha lemaisa, there would be a practical ramification from this. And that is that if a guy ate his matzah, or he drank his arba kaisis, and he did it without leaning, it hasn't affected his kiyum mitzvah of achilas matzah, his kiyum mitzvah of dalet kaisis. And it's not going to help him to drink dalet kaisis again, or to eat another kazayis and matzah of Be'eseva, because the eating of the kazayis matzah again, or the shiras dalet kaisis, doesn't give anything to him. He's already been Mekai in the mitzvah Shtiyas Dalet Kaisis, he's already been Mekai in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah. And he's missing his Aseva, so he can be Mekai as a Aseva during the meal or any other time. And then he carries on and he brings this Gemara of Rav Yishua ben Levi. And he says, and he understands the Gemara of Rabbi Shua ben Levi slightly differently. He says, the Gemara says that Rabbi Shua ben Levi says that the Shamus who ate the Kazayas of Matzah when he was leaning is Yetzer. So he says, what the Gemara is saying is, he's Yetzer, not Pshat, he's Yetzer the Kazayas Matzah, because he'd be Yetzer the Kazayas Matzah even without leaning. As we said, the leaning has nothing at all to do with the Kazayas Matzah. But when the Gemara says Yetzer, it means he's Yetzer the mitzvah of a Seiver. Because as long as you leaned during the course of the night, you were in the independent mitzvah of her seva. And from the fact that the Rambam says that the Shamas who ate the Kazayas Matzah is Yaitzah, says the Britzkrov, that's the language of B'dieved, that he was Yaitzah. Mashma, he says, that the same Dirk, Mashma, that everybody else who has the ability of being able to be Mesiv independently of the Kazayas Matzah, because they're not occupied in doing anything else, they taka should be Mesiv the entire meal to be the Kayam and the Mitzvah of his Seva. So, Pashtus, he took on as well the Briskarov as a Dovah Pashut, that the halacha of the Ramah, that the Chatchila, a person should be Mesiv during the meal, is the same halacha that the Rambam's talking about, except the Rambam uses a different expression. The Rambam uses the expression of Harizem Meshubach. The emes is that there is some difficulty with this. There's some difficulty with understanding that the Rambam is saying the same thing as the Ramah. Besides the fact that the Rambam's language doesn't seem to indicate what the Ramah is saying, because the Ramah says clearly, the chatchila, a person should be mesiv the entire meal, and the Rambam doesn't say that, the Rambam goes backwards. The Rambam says, if a person would be mesiv the entire meal, then Harry's a meshubach. The interesting thing is, there's a pre-chadosh. Right? The pre-chadosh here on the Ramah. The Ramah, as we said, says l'chatchila tzorech lahisiv b'chol ha-suda. The Goyim asks already on the Ramah, it's the Goyim on the spot, on the Ramah in Shulchan Aruch, who says, where did the Ramah get this from? L'chatchila, you have to be mesiv the entire meal. And it's the Goyim who sends us to that Gemara of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. Right? That Gemara of Rabbi Shua ben Levi, the Goyim brings that as being the Makar, the same deal. The Shamas is Yetzer b'dieved with the one Kazayas of Matzah, the Yet B'Yaseva, which is Mashma, that everybody else has to be the Chatzchila Mesiv the entire meal. That Makar for the Halacha of the Ramah, that the Goyim brings on Shulchan Aruch as being the Makar. So, going back to the Briskarov, the Briskarov seems to take on that the Ramah and the Rambam are saying the same thing, they're just using different language. There is a pre-chadosh. The pre-chadosh is Ma'ira on the Ramah. And the pre-chadosh asks on the Ramah the following. The pre-chadosh says, Masha Kasa, that which the Ramah wrote, Lechatchila Yeisev Kol Hasuda. The lechatchila, a person should be meisiv kol hasuda. It's a halacha. Lechatchila, that you have to be meisiv kol hasuda. Says the Pri Chadosh, it's not true. He argues with Ramah. He says it's not true. The halacha is not that lechatchila, a person has to be meisiv kol hasuda. The halacha is that it's a mitzvah min hamuvcha to be meisiv kol hasuda. But it's not a lechatchila. Says the Pri Chadosh, how do I know this? He says, because look in the Rambam. He says, if you look in the Heilech Loshon Rambam, he says, go follow the Loshon of the Rambam. What does the Rambam say? He says, the Rambam says in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, the aim of Sai Tzvichim is Seva, right, the Rambam that we read out before. He says, and then the Rambam finishes off, the Sharech Hilosei Shti Yosei Im Hesev HaReizem Neshubach Ve'im Lav Einem Neshubach. Ve'im Lav Einem Tzarech. So he says, so what do you see from the Rambam? You see from the Rambam that the Rambam is arguing, he says, with the Ramah. The Rambam is not saying the same thing as the Ramah. The Ramah is saying, it's a lechatchila dikadin. And the Rambam is not saying, it's a lechatchila dikadin. The Rambam is saying, harizeh meshubach. So the Prima Godim already, which the Mishpat HaZov, the Prima Godim is already Zmairich on it. And the Prima Godim, if you look in the Prima Godim, there comes out the following. The Prima Godim seems to have understood that there's a difference when you talk about lechatchila, and there's a difference when you talk about Meshubach. And what's the Taich? So Pashtus, even though he doesn't say this Meforish, but this seems to be what he's trying to say there, the Taich is the following. A mitzvah lechatchila means that the Kiyum HaMitzvah, the Chatchila, has to be in a certain format. The mitzvah has to be done in a certain format. If you didn't do the mitzvah in that format, you're missing something in the shleimus of the mitzvah. There's something missing in the shleimus of the mitzvah. However, that which is missing in the shleimus of the mitzvah isn't enough to destroy the kiyum hamitzvah. In other words, it remains a kiyum hamitzvah, but you're missing something. So because you're missing something, lechatchila do it in the 100% fashion rather than doing it in the 95% fashion. But where it says about a certain thing that it should be done lechatchila in a certain way, that means the following: that to fulfill the mitzvah 100%, you have to do it in that way. If you didn't do it in that way, you only fulfilled the mitzvah 95%. But fulfilling a mitzvah 95% is also acceptable. That's what lechatchila means. However, where it says harizeh meshubach, the pshat is that the etzim akim ha-mitzvah, the way that you did it b'shlei musa, you did the mitzvah 100%. There's nothing lacking at all in your mitzvah. However, you have the ability of doing the mitzvah 105%. You have the ability of being moisif on the kiyum mitzvah. And the hisofa is also a kiyum mitzvah. In other words, the hisofa on the shleimus ha-mitzvah also in itself constitutes a kiyum mitzvah. But you've been mekayim the mitzvah b'shleimusa without the hisofa. If you did the hisofa, you get another thing. You get an additional. You get a chupar, as they call it in Hebrew. What's the additional you get? You get the fact that you're harizeh mishubach, whatever that means. That you are Meshubach. But there's nothing at all lacking in the mitzvah. So therefore, lichura al pisvara, there is a difference between that which the Rama is saying and that which the Rambam is saying, even though, as we said, the Bris Berov took on lichura that it's hayna hach, it's one and the same thing. So I want to take a slightly different direction to explain what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says the following. The Rambam says there is a mitzvah on Leil HaSeder of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, there is a mitzvah, as we know, every day of Sfiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. There's differences between the mitzvah of Sfiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? Depending on what version of base brisk you have, there's anything from 3 to 6 differences which are said over B'Shem Reb Chaim, right? Depending on which part of the family you belong to. But basically, there's anything from 3 to 6 differences between the mitzvah of Sfiras Yetzias Mitzrayim and the mitzvah of Sipa Yetzias Mitzrayim. Al Kol Ponim, there is a specific mitzvah on the Leil HaSeder of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Along comes the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs and he says, let me tell you what this mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is and how you should be mekayim this mitzvah. Says the Rambam, he shetzivonu, the mitzvah is that we were commanded, the Saper b'Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Leil Tesvov b'Nisan, b'Tchilas Halayla. The mitzvah that you sit down at the beginning of the night of Leil Tesvov, the Leil HaSeder, and you start talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the Rambam goes on and he starts getting waxing poetic about what you talk about on the Leil HaSeder. And then he carries on and he says, V'chol mi sheyosif b'mayma. And anybody who is moisif on talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, v'yarich hadvorim, and he'll lengthen the conversation, b'hagdolas, by speaking the maximum that he can, Masha also lonu Hashem, telling over what the Ribbono Shelam did for us at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim, umasha also lonu Amitzrayim, and explaining clearly what the Mitzrayim were trying to do to us and how the Ribbono Shelam saved us from all that, etc., 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 etc. And also carries on and discusses Eich Lokach Hashem Nikmoseinu Mehem, how the Ribbono Shelam avenged us with what he did to the Egyptians, etc., 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 etc. Ula Hoidois Loi Yisale. And a person thanks and praises the Ribbono Shelam for all that he did, al kol toiv shegmolonu, if he's mayrich in all this,
Yeah, yes, Taif. That's the best way of being mekayim the mitzvah. And Elisha Amru, Kol Amarech Nesav Bevisiyas Mitzrayim, Harizeh Meshubach.
So the Rambam, when he lists out the protim of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, puts something in there. Yeah, he talks about all the obvious things. He talks about the fact that what the Egyptians did to us, what the Nisim of the Ribbono Shel Olam did to us, how the Ribbono Shel Olam avenged us, that's the Nekoma, the Midah Keneged Midah, it's also part of the Sipur. How exactly it worked, all the details, how it worked, and the Haidah. The Halal Vahidah to the Ribbono Shel Olam is also part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is not the pshat that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to say over what they did, what the Ribbono Shel Olam did, and how we got out of it, and then there's something independent, and that is there's a mitzvah of praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the good that he did to us. No. The Lahidais La Yis'ale Al Kol Toiv Shegmol Lanu, says the Rambam, is part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In other words, through the fact that we give thanks and we give praise to the Ribbono Shel Olam on the nest that he did for us, there's more haskara of the nest, there's more mention of the nest, there's more schira of the nest, and therefore that all falls under the category of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Where did the Gemara get it? Where did the Rambam get this from? The Rambam got this from the Mefurish Gemara. It's a Mefurish Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara says in Psachim, Daf Kuftei Zayin, and this is the way the Rashbam on the spot there explains the Gemara. The Gemara says, what do you have to do on the Leil HaSeder? How you mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? Says the Gemara, Pasach v'yom, you start off telling over the history. What happened? Namely, Hischil Reima Avodim Ayinu. You start off by saying Avodim Ayinu. You start off telling over the story of the servitude in Mitzrayim. The Geima HaGodah. And how do you finish up your Haggadah, your Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? How do you finish it up? B'shvach v'haidah. In other words, the Shvach v'haidah is a chelek of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not that there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and then independently there's a din of Shvach v'haidah, but the Shvach v'haidah is an integral part of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, this is not just words, because they're very big. A lack of ramifications from this. The Taz, for example, in Aruch Chaim, in Siman Tov Kaf Beis, asks the question. He says, the Taz has a problem. He says, it's a Mefurish HaHalacha that when you say Hallel, you have to stand. Hallel is Bar Midah. How come, says the Taz, that we read Hallel during the Seder, and we do it miyushuv. We do it sitting down. How can he sit down? Does he do it in halal? You have to stand. Along comes the Chasam Sofer in his tshuvas, and the Chasam Sofer says, if you think that's a problem, says the Chasam Sofer, I've got a bigger problem. Says the Chasam Sofer, what's my problem? He says, my problem is, how bichlal can we say halal during the Leil HaSeder? Surely, you guys should know this, surely it's a Gemara Mefurish to Mishnah, in Maseches Megillah, where we say Mefurish that Laila loves man Halalhu. The night is not the time frame in which one says Halal. And the Gemara in Megillah learns it out from Psukim. The question from which Pasuk we learn it out. Do we learn it out from the Pasuk of Mizrach Shem Meshad Mavayim? Do we learn it out from the Pasuk of Zeh Ayayim Asa Hashem Megillah Venizmach Havayim? Of Al Kapolim is a limit from a Pasuk that creates a Halal has to be by day and not by night. The terrace is that the halal that you're saying on the Leil HaSeder, according to the Rambam, is not the normal halal dikadim. When we say that you have to stand for halal, when we say that halal is only by day and not by night, that's when the halal is midin halal. The halal of the Leil HaSeder, says the Rambam, is not midin halal. The halal of the Leil HaSeder is midin Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim can be miyoshev. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim can be by night. Not only can be by night, it has to be by night. That's the Zman. The Zman is Leil Tesvov. So where the halal is a Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim dikah din, there the din of Amida and the din of the time frame of day and not night is not applicable. The Minchas Chinuch raises the following point. The Minchas Chinuch says that the Gemara says in Psachim, and Daf Kuf Kaf, that according to the shittas that hold, those who hold, that
you can only eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzos, says the Gemara, Matzah Bizmanazeh would also only be until Chatzos. And says the Gemara, that's a double poshet. The Gemara says that that's obvious. Why? Because Matzah, there's a hekesh between Matzah and Korban Pesach. Just as Korban Pesach is only until Chatzos, so too the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah has to be before Chatzos. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Lefi the Rambam, where the Rambam says, in the beginning of Perek Zion, of Hilchas Chometz Matzah, Mitzvahs asay shel Torah, says the Rambam, it's a mitzvah asay min haTorah, lesaper benisim benifloyes, shenasu la'aviseinim b'mitzrayim belel tes rov benisim. And then the Rambam continues, and says, when is this mitzvah applicable? Says the Rambam, we learn out from the fact that it says ba'avul zeh in the pasuk, b'shor sheyesh matzah umara munachim lefanecha, that the chiyuv of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is bizman that there is a chiyuv of achilas matzah umara. So if so, according to those shittas, that you have to eat matzah before chatzos, seeing that the whole din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is tolu on the chiyuv of matzah, therefore the din of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim would also be until chatzos. And you, to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, you'd have to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim before Chatzos, that it should be Matzah Morah Menachem Lefanecha. Now that's already found in Rishonim. This shit is already found. The Trumas Hadeshim that talks about it, and he says that if you, the Trumas Hadeshim says, if you're going to say that matzah has to be before chatzos, then kol shekein ha'agoda atzma boi namid lehavi b'shor sheroyu lechol matzah, the kol hani mitzvah, namely the matzah and the morah, is connected up all together, and the Gemara learns it out that Bavozel Matzah B'Shal Sheish Matzah Morim Lefanecha. In other words, the mitzvah Sipis of Mitzrayim is only B'Shal Sheroyu Lechol Matzah Umora, and before that, it would be no good. Now, if you look in the Ramah in Hilchos Pesach and Tov Ayin Zayin, the Ramah says Yagdim Atzmai, a person should be careful on the Leila Seder, and Romo Paskins Shagama Halel Yikra Kaidim Chatzos, that a person should read the Halel and should finish the Halel also before Chatzos. Why? The Torah says, because if the Halel is a chalek of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Shor Shematzah Amorah Menachim Lefanecha, and Matzah Amorah is Iskish to Korban Pesach, and it has to be Lifnei Chatzos, therefore the Halal has to be Lifnei Chatzos as well. So therefore the Ramah is perfect, beautiful. The only problem is that the Goyim didn't learn Pshat like that. The Goyim, the Shulchan Aruch, when he is looking for a reason, why is it that Ramah holds that you have to say Halal before Chatzos, so the Goyim says, because of the Kaiser of thee. Because you've got a problem with the fourth case, and the fourth case you've got to finish off before Chatzos, and the fourth case is connected up with the Halal, so therefore the Halal has to be before Chatzos. In other words, it has nothing at all to do with the fact that the Halal is a Chalik that's been destroyed, like I wanted to say, but it's because of the Dalad Kaisers. But then the question arises, how did Dalad Kaisers get into this whole thing? We were talking about the fact that Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is connected with what? B'Shor Shematzah Umara Menachem Lefanecha, and that we learn out from a pasuk Bavozeh, and Matzah Umara are linked by Hekesh to Korban Pesach, and Korban Pesach has to be before Chatzos, and Matzah Umara has to be before Chatzos, so therefore any Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be before Chatzos. Fine. Where did the Arba Kaisers come into this? The Arba Kaisers are Mitzvah Drabbanan, right? Why do you have to drink the Arba Kaisers before Chatzos? Who said? Where did the Gaon get this from, that there's an Indian of drinking the Arba Kaisers before Chatzos? Nobody mentions this anywhere. All the people talk about Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, don't talk about the Arba Kaisers at all. So here I wanted to say something, which again is a chiddush halacha. The Arba Kaisers are a din d'rabbanan. The Shtiyas Alba case is the din Rabban. Rabban came along, Rabban and said, Keneged, how do you want to learn Pshat? Machaikas, Shalmi, Bavli, how do you want to learn Pshat? Keneged, the Lashonis of Gula. It's connected to the Alba Kaisis that are mentioned in the Torah. Of Al Kapanim, it's a mitzvah to Rabbanon, which they found a smach, they found Psukim Remes for the union of Alba Kaisis. But Vaistais the Goyim held that even though the Chiyuv of the Alba Kaisis is a Chiyuv to Rabbanon, when you drink the Alba Kaisis, you are Yetza a mitzvah to Raisa. What's the mitzvah to Raisa? Pashtus, the mitzvah to Raisa would be something which is connected to Chatzais, because the Goyim says that the whole reason why you have to say Hallel before Chatzais is because of Sipisis Mitzrayim, right? Is because Dalek Chatzais has to be before Chatzais. Now the only thing that we know that has to be before Chatzais is the Matzah, right? Which is connected in the Morah, right? Which that's fine, that's Iskish to Korban Pesach. The only other thing is Sipisis Mitzrayim. So Sipisis Mitzrayim. So the Goyim seem to have understood that the Shtiyas Alba Kaisis, even though it's only a Chiyuv Drabbanon, but when you drink the Alba Kaisis, you mekayim a mitzvah of Sipisis Mitzrayim. Why? Because Sipisis Mitzrayim doesn't only mean that you have to say over the story in words. You have to stay over the story in actions as well. In other words, in the same way as we understand that Heseva, what's Heseva? So the Gemara says Heseva is Derech Cheres. Right? What does Derech Cheres mean? Derech Cheres means that you're acting in the way that you are a Ben Cheren, right? Which is a representation of the whole story. That we were Avodim, and now we are not Avodim. So too, the Shtiyas Dalad Kaisis, which is based on the Lashenis of Geula, they are actions which are actions of Sipur. Now the Sipur doesn't mean only in speech, Sipur means also in playing out the act of acting like a free man. The Shagas Arya raises the following question. The Shagas Arya says, can you be Yetzer, he says, the mitzvah of Sipiyas Yetzer Mitzrayim with Hiro? Do you actually have to say something? Or can you think about Yetzer Mitzrayim and with that you Yetzer the mitzvah? Says the Shagas Arya, what's an afkimina? He says, I'm wondering as to what would be the din if a person was an Ilein. If a person, Rahman al-Islam, was dumb, he couldn't speak, would he be able to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Sipiyas Yetzer Mitzrayim through Hiro? The mitzvah chinah goes a stage further. The Mitzvah Chinah says, is there a din, if there's a din of Dibor, if there's a din of Sipur, then is there a din that you have to be Mashmiel Oznoi? Is there a din that you have to be able to hear what you're saying, like we find in other dinim of Dibor, that there's a din of Mashmiel Oznoi? He says, so what would happen to somebody who's Medaber Ve'ine Shemeah? Can a Medaber Ve'ine Shemeah be Yetzer with the mitzvah of Sipur Yisias Mitzrayim? But if you're going to say that you can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim with actions, then Avada and Ilem can be Yetzir the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. He's Mitzvah Yetzir the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim with his Shtiyas Dalat Pesas, with his Aseva Derech Cheres, right? With all these things. So you tell me Rapport's gone mad. Since when have you ever heard that you can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim through actions? Right? So I hold it's a Mefurish Rambam. I hold the Rambam says it's a Mefurish. You have to be able to read the Rambam, that's all. The Rambam says the following. The Rambam starts off, follow how the Rambam works. The Rambam starts off, Perek Aleph of Hilchos Chametz Matzah. Mitzvah asay shel Torah, there's a mitzvah asay in the Torah, L'saper b'nisim v'nifloish sh'nasu l'avisenu b'mitzrayim b'leil chamisho asu b'nisim sh'nehem azoches yeyim azeh ashay yitzotz b'mitzrayim k'may sh'nehem azoches yeyim ha-shabbos. There's a mitzvah of Schira. U'minayin sh'b'leil chamisho asu talmud leim v'vigad talavin chob yeyim ahu leim v'avu zeh b'shoa sh'eish matzun mora menachim l'fonecha. And the mitzvah is a mitzvah, a specific mitzvah for Leil Tezvot, because that's the time when it's matzun mora menachim l'fonecha. ואפילו חכום גדולים חייבים לספר במסים סיסטריים וכל המעריך בדברים שאירו ושהיו. And anybody who's מעריך about these things that happened and the events that took place, הרי זה משובח. That's how the Rambam starts off Perek Zayin. And then the Rambam says that it's a very important Indian that you involve your family in this. And therefore there's a mitzvah of telling your kids as well about what happened at Yetzias Mitzrayim. Lacha Beis.
And then Halacha Gimel, the Rambam carries on and he says, and therefore there are all sorts of things that we do on the Leil HaSeder, which are there for one reason, one reason only. In order that kids should get involved, should start asking, that we should be able to answer them. In other words, there are all sorts of shinuyim, says the Rambam, that we do on the Leil HaSeder, in order that the kids should ask, Ma'an Ishtana, why is this night different from all other nights, and we should be able to give them the teretz of Avodim Hayinu. That's Halacha Gimel.
Fine. So the Rambam's laid out the picture. There's a mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You have to get the kids involved, you have to get the family involved, everybody has to be involved, everybody has to be talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. Fine. How do you do it?
How do you do it?
So the Rambam starts off, Halacha Dalet. There's a seder in how you do it. There's an order in how you do it. Sorech la'asul b'gnus l'sayim b'shvach. Meaning, you start off talking about the history of the Jewish people, b'tchiloyu avisayinu b'imei terach in front of kefim, that they were apikosim, they were kefim, they didn't know what they were doing, they were avdi aved azara, etc., etc., etc. And then, that's the emes, they got to the emes, etc., etc., etc. Then we scribe to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Then maschil ma'adiyah shavodim ayinu l'farim Mitzrayim. And then start talking about all the evil things that the Egyptians did to us. And finish up talking about the nisim v'niflois shenas elonu by the Rebbe Yishalem and about our freedom. And that's the whole chelik of the Megillah, of the Haggadah, says the Rambam, which is Marami Yovidovi, until you finish the whole parsha. V'chol ha'meisif u'mayrich bidrash parsha zu. And the more you speak about this, Harry Zeh, Meshubach, Vaita, the same thing. So, part of it. The Rambam continues, Halacha Hey, and he says, and you have to be careful because there are certain sections that you have to say. You have to talk about the Matzah, you have to talk about the Morah, you have to talk about the Korban Pesach, and all these things. Talking about all these things, and Rambam concludes, he says, and when he mentioned all these things, V'kol Hadvarim Ha'elu Kulon Heinu Nikraim Agodah, that's what we call Agodah Shel Pesach. Getting all this in. Then Rambam continues and says, you think I've finished? I haven't finished yet. Every Jew has a chiyuv, he has to act on the Leil HaSeder. Laharis es atzmoy, right? He has to act out. Ki'ilu hu be'atzmoy yotza ato mishibud Mitzrayim. As if he just now was the guy who was freed from Mitzrayim. How do I know this, says the Rambam? How do I know that you have to act it out? It's a pasuk. Vayisonu haitzi misham. So we have to act out that we ourselves were taken out of there. Vadav dovazet tziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'teira v'vazachar teki yeved ha'yisa k'lei mekilu ato ba'atzmcha ha'yisa eved. It's a pasuk in the Torah which says that every Jew on the Leil HaSeder has to act out, says the Rambam, that he himself was an eved v'yotza l'cheirus v'niftis, and he went out to freedom. Act out scenarios that should show the fact that you yourself are now a free man. That was Halacha Vav. Halacha Zayin, says the Rambam, Lefichoch. Therefore, what does Lefichoch mean? Because of what I said until now. What did I say until now? I said until now, says the Rambam, that there's a mitzvah on the Leil HaSeder of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. And an integral part of that mitzvah of Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is the chayiv, b'chol dover der chayiv odem laharis es atzmikinu hu b'yatzei yotem v'mitzrayim. That's also part of the din of Sipo. The fear of, therefore, because the mitzvah laharis es atzmai is an integral part of the mitzvah of Sipo, therefore, k'shesoyed odem b'layla hazeh, when a person eats on the Leil HaSeder, tzarech lechol v'lishtois v'hu meisav, he has to lean when he's eating and drinking. Why? Derech Chairus. Because this is another act of Chairus, which is another component in the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'chalechot v'echot bein anoshim bein noshim chayev lishtos b'layla hazeh arba kaisa shol yayin. When everybody's mechliv on this night to drink four cases of wine, ein peich sim mehem yafilu onim mispanis mezdokum leiftchu mearba cases shir kol kais mehem revius. How on earth did that get in there?
We're jogging along fine, right? We're doing nicely. We've described what Sifisis Mitzrayim is, and we said it's Mitzvah Haris, right? We're talking about Sifisis Mitzrayim, and we're talking about Hesavah. The Hesavah is Derech Cheres, and Derech Cheres is a Kiyum Din in Sifisis Mitzrayim, because Sifisis Mitzrayim also involves acting out. And then all of a sudden, boom. In the same halacha. What's he doing here in the same halacha? And then what does the Rambam do? And then the Rambam all of a sudden forget about it. He forgets all about it. He goes back and he says, halacha ches, afilu ani should be Yisrael, yeichal ad sheyeisef. Right? Ve'im asay tzrichim esay v'mishas achilas kizayis matzo shti asar b'kaisas o'elu. So if the Rambam put the halacha of Dalet Kesis into these halachas, where the Rambam is talking about Sipiyus in Mitzrayim, so the Rambam held as well that the Kiyum Din, the Kiyum the Rabbanon, but the Kiyum Din of the Shtiyas Arba Kesis Yimakayim within the rice of Sipiyus in Mitzrayim. If you Mekayim a din of Sipiyut Yetzias Mitzrayim, so in the same way as the Rambam said, every couple of halachas, v'cholamal beharis and meshubach, so the Rambam says the same thing as well. You should know the Hesavah and the Shtiyas Arba Kesis, all these things are Sipiyut Yetzias Mitzrayim through action. Therefore, sharach ilosiv v'shtiyosim heisav. If a person is taka mekayim the mitzvah of Hesavah, this independent mitzvah, the Biskrov says of Hesavah, you taka mekayim it with the one kazayis matzah that you had behesavah. But if you had the entire meal behesavah, what did you do? You were mairich in the Sipiyut Yetzias Mitzrayim of action. Says the Rambam, they're very good. Anybody who's ma'abe b'Yetzias Mitzrayim, harei zeh meshubach. So the reason why the Rambam says harei zeh meshubach legabei the Hesavah, even though we find the expression of Harim Meshubach only in connection with, in the context of Pesach, we find it in the Gabbai Tefillin as well. We find it in the Gabbai two other mitzvahs as well. The Rambam uses that expression, Chazal uses that expression, but the Gabbai Pesach, we find it only in the Gabbai Yetzias Mitzrayim. Simply Yetzias Mitzrayim is because the Rambam held that the din of Hesavah was a Kiyum Din in Sipiyus Yetzias Mitzrayim through action, and therefore Kol Amal Be'Hesavah is Kol Amal Be'Yetzias Mitzrayim. Kol Amal Be'Yetzias Mitzrayim is Harei Zeh Meshubach. So you saw the Rambam was gewaldig.